Until just a few weeks ago, Mike Giles, an environmental advocate with the North Carolina Coastal Federation, had a very specific beef with the draft environmental impact statement for Figure 8's erosion control project.
It's the poorest environmental impact statement we have ever reviewed, and it's so biased towards the applicant's preferred alternative, we have asked the Corps to discard it.
That document is one step in the process as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers considers a terminal groin on the north end of Figure 8 Island. Mickey Sugg is a project manager with the Corps' regulatory division.
I had expected to get a lot of comments, knowing the controversy that's been around terminal groins and hardening the shoreline of North Carolina and the sensitivity that goes with that, and certainly understand, you know, the sensitivity in that.
The comments on the DEIS, levied by the Coastal Federation and dozens of governmental agencies, individuals, and environmental organizations last year, amount to almost 350 pages of criticism and corrections. Mike Giles of the Coastal Federation says there's a compelling new reason, though, for the Corps to discard the draft EIS.
Now what the Homeowners Association has proposed, we have found out, and this is not public knowledge yet, and it should be, they're proposing to move this groin and change its alignment, change its length, change its impact, which is a major change to the process that's delegated by the National Environmental Policy Act.
And so the Army Corps of Engineers, says Giles, should start the whole process over. But Figure 8 is still fine-tuning its project proposal, and until the HOA finishes its modeling and decides on the final design, the Corps' Mickey Sugg says there's not a good reason to require another environmental impact statement. Mike Giles also says he wonders why the Figure 8 Homeowners Association is even moving forward, considering his discovery during a recent trip to the island.
If you go to Figure 8 and walk on the beach at high tide, they don't need a terminal groin. The beach has accreted, the inlet channel is in its most favorable position, and it has created a really nice ebb shoal delta which feeds sand on the beach. So at this point, none of the houses at Figure 8 are threatened by erosion or by high water.
David Kellum runs the Figure 8 Island Homeowners Association.
We're trying to be proactive in our long-term management for maintaining the beaches of North Carolina. We have not lost any houses at this point. We don't want to lose any houses at this point. We want to maintain the beaches for everyone.
Again, the Corps' Mickey Sugg.
When they're looking at long-term, they're looking at structures and roads and infrastructure. I think they're estimating about 30 structures that could be threatened from the erosion problems.
And although the draft environmental impact statement does provide key data for the Corps, it's hardly the linchpin of the decision-making process, says Sugg.
We still haven't produced what we call an essential fish habitat assessment. We still haven't produced a biological assessment, which looks at threatened and endangered species.
The Corps has also suggested the Figure 8 HOA undertake a comprehensive economic impact study. When opponents complain that public participation seemed to stop once terminal groins were legalized in the state, Sugg cites the clearly defined federally mandated points at which the public is invited to comment. The next opportunity comes up when the final environmental impact statement is produced.
Our whole program is built around the public interest. So we're not only looking at the interest of the homeowners or Figure 8, we have a list of 22 public interest factors. When we're looking at a permit application and we're making a permit decision, we include those relevant public interest factors.
Some of those factors, recreation, navigation, threatened and endangered species, and economic impact. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.